my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Hello, BYWG Tribe. Here's a quick peek at our supplement, product, and book of the month for November 2019. At the end of the podcast, I will spend a few minutes going into further detail, so we encourage you to check it out. The supplement of the month for November 2019 is our hot off the press, newly formulated and newly released Beyond Your Wildest Genes Immune Boost, with the 10% discount code for the month of November being lowercase I, lowercase B, 10. Yes, it's case sensitive, IB10. The product of the month for November is Dr. Cowan's Garden, nutrient-dense, all-organic vegetable powders. 20% off first-time buyers using the code capital B, capital Y, capital W, capital G. The book of the month for November is Own Yourself, The Surprising Path Beyond Depression, Anxiety, and Fatigue to Reclaiming Your Authenticity, Vitality, and Freedom by one of our favorites, Dr. Kelly Brogan. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product, supplement, and book will be listed in the show notes and iTunes, posted on social media, and in our weekly newsletter and on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com at the Listen Now tab. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. I'm your co-host today, Dr. Mike Akinfora, and I am thrilled to have my good friend, Michelle Chrisman, on the line. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited to be here, Dr. Mike. You are always so amazing, and I am just thrilled to be here for your audience. I've heard how awesome they are, and I love moms. I'm certainly one, too.
Awesome. I'm going to read you Michelle's bio, and then we're going to get into this. So Michelle Chrisman has been on live radio every week for the last 6.5 years on WAMD 970, WYRE 810, WKHZ 1460, and the KHZ-TV network, where she was the host of the Wake Up to Wellness with Michelle Chrisman show beginning in 2011. She interviewed doctors and wellness celebrities from all over the world on how to become healthy and well naturally. Her new show, The Renegade Mom, empowers moms from all over the world to stand up for themselves, do what they know is right in their heart and mind first, be the badass they know they were born to be, show up big time in their lives, go the extra mile to get their life back. Listen live every Saturday from 8:30 to 9 Eastern Standard Time on WAMD 970 AM and the KHZ-TV network, where it's a must to put your lipstick on first. Well, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and I'm wearing my lipstick. It's sparkly and it tastes like peppermint.
Awesome. All right, so you gotta give folks some more of your background. Tell folks how you got here.
Well, I've got to say, you know, the very beginning was when I met my husband, Dr. Evan Chrisman. He's a neurostructural chiropractor, and I was meeting him for lunch. We weren't working together yet, and I watched, after about a month to a month and a half of him adjusting this little girl. She came in on the oxygen tank and a face mask, and you could see the green veins in her face. And this little girl was absolutely amazing. She just commanded the room when she walked in. And I'll never forget that, you know, here's this amazing, gorgeous girl, and she's dragging this big far screen oxygen tank behind her. And I watched within the next month to a month and a half, her get off of the oxygen tank, the face mask went away, the green veins disappeared, and these beautiful brown eyes, I mean, just commanded the room. And over the next few years, her feeding tube was taken out. She grew. She's just most amazing little girl. And in that moment, I looked at him and I said, man, I have no clue what you just did, but I got to start working here. And I went to school to be a chiropractic assistant, and I've done almost everything in our practice I was his assistant for 15 years. We own Premier Chiropractic in Bel Air, Maryland. You know, we see all sorts of newborns within hours to days of being born, and children on the neurological spectrum, and people of all ages. But it really led me down this path of, wow, like, you know, in today's day and age where we're the sickest we've ever been, especially children, you know, you always hear all these these sad stories, but man, I'm witnessing these amazing changes in these children's lives. And that's when I started to go, something isn't right. What's actually happening? And that's where we started to study and head down the path of learning and doing things differently in an amazing way for children and people of all ages to be healthy and well naturally. That's a little bit about me.
So when, now I've been fortunate enough to be on your show, the Wake Up to Wellness show. When did that start? So we went back 15 years. How about the Wake Up to Wellness? How did that come about?
So I started, we sponsor a lot of events in our community. We both went to John Carroll in this area and community's huge. And so we ended up sponsoring a big event and I was interviewed by a radio station and I'll never forget it. Bill Paris, tall, thin man, amazing guy. And he jumps out of the radio station truck with his earphones on and he said, "Oh my God, you're great. Do you want your own radio show?" And I said, "Yes, I do." Now, what's funny is 3 months prior, I'm walking with my husband and I said, "You know, Evan, God, man, the changes we see in people's lives, I'm going to end up having my own radio show. I'm going to speak at Cal Jam. And I'm going to be on TV." And he said, "Oh, just keep taking care of patients. Like, that's so silly." So I come home and I said, "Guess what? I'm going to have my own radio show." And he said, "Come on, really?" And within the next month, I had my own show. And it's funny because, you know, being on live radio, it's so different than what most people are doing because they have scripts in front of them or prepackaged questions and answers. You know, I even watched one person that was a talent. You know, she wrote down like, "Hello." and I was like, wow, because all my shows, like, I'm the real deal. Like, I'm well educated. I know what I'm talking about. And I don't use any scripts. Like, there's nothing in front of me. There's no teleprompter. There's no notes. And I feel like it was just so amazing to be given that opportunity. But I'll never forget my first real live show. At my commercial break, I went into the hallway and I said, I had two producers and I said to my one producer, I said, "Oh my God, I need some air. This is, oh my God, like I got to go outside." And he said, "You've got 13 seconds till you're back on air. Get back in that room." And, you know, that was kind of the beginning. It was just coming from a dream of really believing in myself, listening to innate, listening to God, whatever you want to call it, you know, that this passion in life of speaking and empowering others and seeing these amazing changes in these young children, you can't help but walk away being my type of personality and not saying, I gotta share that. I gotta empower moms. I gotta really get them to wake up, open their eyes, become super well-educated. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, being on live radio, it's a thrill for me. It's like, you know, when I go and run, when I look at my children, whether it be the first time ever after they're born or every single day of their life, it's like I live for that moment of just simply being in the present moment. And I know so many people can relate to that. And that's kind of how it all started.
That's really cool. So bring us up to date. What is the Renegade Mom?
So the Renegade Mom is, she's a total badass. I mean, she's somebody that not only just steps up to the plate, she knows what her dreams are, what her passions are. She has a plan for them that, you know, she sits sometimes in quiet and just really hones in on who she is. I feel like God's given us so many amazing talents and choices and decisions and passions in life. And she really decides to move forward. I think that so many times as moms, you know, we live in everybody else's shadows. We live in the shadow of our our spouses or husbands or partners, or, you know, if you're a man, it could even be your wife. You know, we also live in the shadow of our parents and siblings and, you know, our children. And I think that none of that's really bad, in air quotes. It's just simply, I don't think that's how we were supposed to live. I think we were supposed to be the best mom ever or be the best Michelle ever. And you fill in the blanks. I think deep down inside, moms have these inspirations and desires and passions and, you know, this is really how I'd love to live my life. I think somewhere in there between, you know, getting married, having children, doing the dishes, changing diapers, being thrown up on, trying to meet the everyday quotas of life, driving kids to school and spending hours in the car, you know, you sort of, you know, I laugh and I don't laugh, but it's like, I think you sort of give up once you put on those sweatpants or a sweatshirt or put your hair in the ponytail or you stop wearing makeup. And, you know, one of the taglines of my new show, The Renegade Mom, is it's a must to put your lipstick on, because I found myself going through life with, God, I'd go in my yard and I wouldn't have a bra on and I'd have a t-shirt and like a pair of awful looking pants. And it just, it was like this moment where I was like, man, if you were to look yourself in the mirror, I used to do pageants. Like, I was always so well put together. Like, what happened that I decided it's okay to just let myself go? And I came to the realization that it's not, that it's okay to be a mom and to be a spouse or have a partner and show up big time in your life. I mean, my kids are watching. Like, why should my kids watch me just being ho-hum or falling apart or not really living? And so I completely, totally changed on August the 10th of this year. And I said, enough is enough. I'm not doing that. That's not who I am. And I went and I bought like 5 different lipsticks. I've got really cool lipsticks, lip liner, sparkle lipstick. I've got lipstick that have different flavors. I've got probably 10 of them now. But, you know, the tagline of put your lipstick on for the Renegade Mom is we don't have to wait. Like, we can be the most amazing Renegade Mom ourselves right now. And I also feel like she's super educated, because let's face it, in today's day and age, there's so many things going on, not only with health choices and decisions, but also politically. I feel like our choices and decisions as parents are being taken away. Parental rights are huge, and we are the parents. You know, we had that baby in our bellies for like 10 months. Why is it all of a sudden when we have that child, now it's someone else's choice to decide what happens with them? And I feel like as a Renegade Mom, you've got to be so well educated that you are strong enough and have the courage to say, no, I'm not doing that. And I'm definitely not doing that to my kid. And I'm not doing it to myself. I feel like we should stand up as moms and Renegade Moms and be really strong and confident and educated and regal with our choices and decisions. And the big part is they need to be respected. Like, we need to be respected as moms, as individuals, because we have the best interests of our children at heart. So that's what a Renegade Mom is. And I'm really excited to head down that path as well.
Cool. So let's back up just a quick second on this. What was that turning point on August 10th that flipped the switch for you?
You know, I just simply looked at my life and I saw all the different facets of what were going on. And I just simply decided I'm the one in control now, that this isn't going to continue anymore. I'm not going to be that person that just sits there and allows others to make choices and decisions for me. And that was the day I started walking. You know, I was on vacation with my family and I said, you know, they're fine. Evan's there. I'm going to go for a walk. And every day I went for another walk, and I went longer, and I went farther, and I moved quicker. And so I went from walking to jogging to now running. I calculated on Saturday that I have run, like physically run myself since August the 10th. I think it was 375 miles. And I run outside. I run on an elliptical and I also run on a treadmill. Mm-hmm. So the treadmill and the elliptical, I have tracked, I've run like 375 miles since August the 10th of this year. Now running outside, I've calculated that I've done altogether about 450 miles and I am now starting to do sprints. So I'll do sprints up and down a really long, steep hill and I'll do that for a half an hour. I'd say four nights out of the week. So that's what's changed. And it's interesting. I went to a local running store to have like tennis shoes fitted for me. And the lady at the running store, hey, I walked in. I've never run in my life, Dr. Mike, like ever. I've always hated it. I've never been a fan. And I walked in really, you know, just kind of out of the blue. And I'm like, well, I've run 175 miles within the last like 20 days. And I need tennis shoes. And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, you've run 175 miles. Well, you can't do that. I said, what? And she said, well, you can't do that because, it's not safe. It's not healthy. It's not good for you. And I thought, what in the world is with this woman? Because I thought, wow, I was super proud of myself. And I said, okay. And she goes, well, it's not possible. I said, okay, well, I just would like to be fitted for a pair of tennis shoes. So she fits me for the tennis shoes and she ends up continuing to be really down on me about the whole, you know, me running so much thing. And then she said, what are you running for? What 5K are you running for? What are you doing? And I said, and it hit me. And what came out of my mouth was, I'm running to get my life back. And she looked at me really weird. She said, what? That makes no sense. You've got to be running for a 5K or something. I said, no, actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm running to get my life back. And I'm really enjoying it. And she looked at me and I said, by the way, how many miles have you run in a month? Because she said she was a coach and she runs all the time. She said, well, I've run, I think she said 150 miles. And I said, oh, that's funny. So you've run 150 miles in a month and I've run 175 in 20 days. Said, it kind of sounds like you need to start catching up with me. So, you know, I left that moment thinking to myself, what type of people do you have around you? Like, are they supporting you? Do they lift you up? Or are they the kind of people that drag you down because, you know, you don't fit in their box or their parameters anymore? And I think sometimes, as a mom, especially a renegade mom, I think that we get caught up in that. We get caught up in what other people expect of us and what they think that, you know, this is how your life is supposed to be. These are the choices and decisions you should be making for your family and your children. And I think the reality is, innately, we need to listen to ourselves again. We need to show up big time and we need to take our lives back and we need to put that lipstick on and wear those beautiful dresses and the gorgeous high heels and do our hair, because deep down inside, we were made to be absolutely amazing and to conquer whatever part of the world we want. And I think that's a really important message for not only women, but for children, to really begin to teach little ones that they can be, do, and have anything they want in this world. They simply have to decide what it is, make a plan, have faith and courage in themselves, and move forward and be strong.
It is a great message, and we see it, and I'm sure you see it in your offices when moms come in especially with small children, and moms kind of wear it as a badge of honor that they're putting everybody first and themselves are second. And it's really, there's no other way for me to say it. It's not a good message.
Yeah, you know, you're totally right. And I think that was part of the change, too, that I was seeing that big time. And I felt it that, you know, that things weren't heading down a good direction. And I'm smart enough to know that I ignored it for a long time. But there's something that somebody told me a long time ago. And you know who he is, you know, Dr. Kochut, he said to me a long time ago that I was worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, he said that to me. I can't tell you how long ago it was. It's always stuck with me. But somewhere in, you know, when I had my second little one, she was born 2.5 months early. She was 2 pounds, 5 ounces. And I almost didn't make it, and she almost didn't make it. And, I even saw heaven, like it's gorgeous and peaceful. And I heard it, but it's not your time. And, you know, I think when you go through those moments, I couldn't walk for like 4 months. I was in and out of a surgeon's office for a whole year. My child was in a NICU for 2 months. And, you know, you go through this like life and death experience, and you're super grateful and thankful to be alive and to have another opportunity. And then you get caught up in taking care of everyone else and learning how to like walk again and move again. And, you know, it was like every time I would go into that surgeon's office, like every week, I was like, I just want to be able to walk normally without like pain. And I remember going into the hospital to see my child the one time, and I really needed to be in a wheelchair. But I just decided I'm going to try to walk today. And one of my good friends, Dr. Jen Kornonsky, was with me. And I said, she said, let me pull you up to the front of the hospital and I'll get you the wheelchair and I'll roll you in. And I'm super strong and I'm really determined. And in my head, I'm like, man, I got to try. And so I said, park in the other parking lot. And she's like, I am not doing this, Michelle. And I said, no, come on, just park in the other parking lot. I got to try to walk. And she's like, okay. So, like, I can barely stand up. And I am not kidding you. A walk that would take you or me right now, gosh, I don't know, probably like 3 minutes to go from the parking lot to the elevator. It took me an hour. And she was like right by my side and holding on to my arm. And I was like taking one step and then like, oh my God, this is killing me. But it was like deep down inside, I couldn't give up on myself. But it's like such a huge metaphor, because here I could struggle and push myself and dig super deep and like spend an hour to get to the elevator. Yet I'm walking around life wearing sweatpants and no makeup and just being. And it was like somewhere in there, something clicked in my head. I'm like, dude, you're so much better than this. Why are you just existing? Like, you need to stop this and wake up and become the person that God intended you to be. Like, my life was saved. I am so fortunate. My child's life was saved. She's happy and healthy and well and beautiful. But I don't have to be that woman anymore that's just simply taking care of everyone else. I can take great care, exceptional care of myself. I can run an average of 8 miles every day with a day off. And in the evening, while I'm getting dinner together, and my little ones are just simply like playing outside with me, I can do sprints up and down the driveway. And now my kids want to like run, you know? So I think there's this huge metaphor for these times in our lives as moms where we stop trying. And I'm simply here to say, as a renegade mom, like, you have to try, you have to show up, you have to move forward, because your kids are watching you. Your kids are paying attention to every little thing you're doing, and they're emulating it. And I'm super excited. Like, my little ones are running up and down the driveway with me, and they're wanting to get on their bike, and they're wanting to grow and learn and show up in their lives. And I think that's a huge lesson, because we all get knocked down, but it's how do you get back up?
It is. It was Gabby Bernstein paraphrasing fall 7, get up 8. We're always going to get knocked down. We're always going to get knocked down. And the goal is to get back up.
Yeah. And, you know, now that I see it all in like such a big picture, it's kind of exciting to get knocked down. Now, not what I went through. That was, believe me, it was no fun, huge lessons. But there are moments through day-to-day life where we all get knocked down. And, you know, I see those moments as moments where we can come back and be even stronger and more courageous and have an even, develop and grow and make this amazing moment or this amazing life out of it. It's kind of exciting how life is. And I think we should embrace it more and be even more excited about how can we reinvent ourselves and be a better version of me so that I can empower others.
It's amazing. We kind of, as human beings, and not just moms, but we kind of get stuck in that comparison game, and it's all around us. And it doesn't work, because you can only be better than your previous self. You cannot compare yourself to anyone else. It's a losing proposition.
Yep. Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
You're totally, totally right. And I think as moms, we do oftentimes compare ourselves to others. I mean, even when you go out for a nice meal with someone you love, like, oh, wow, did you see how great that woman looked? And, oh, did you look at her earrings? Did you see her shoes? You know, it's like, I mean, where's the moment where you go, wow, I'm so proud of myself. Like, wow, like I look gorgeous in this dress. Man, look at my hair. I really commanded the room when I walked in. Like, I think sometimes other women are a little taken back by that. They don't know what to do with women that are really strong and really want to show up big time in their lives. And I think the part for a woman that is that strong is there needs to be compassion. They need to be throwing the, the rope or the, what is it? You know, the life jacket.
Yeah.
You need to be throwing the life raft over to the other women going like, hey, babe, you got this. You're gorgeous too. Let's do this together. Like, and I think that's what the Renegade Mom is about. It's like, you know, it's not about me. It isn't. It's just, I decided enough is enough and I'm moving on. But I want to throw that life raft out to those women. I want them to be like, come on, babe, you got it. You're gorgeous, girl. Like, let's walk together. You know, sure, I started walking. I could do a mile in 20 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was like struggling to walk. Now it's August. It's like 2 months later almost, right? I can do a mile in 8 minutes and 20 seconds.
Wow.
So like, you know, there's nothing amazing or fabulous about me. It's that I just simply, I'm not giving up. Like I'm continuing to just move forward. I'm pushing myself. I'm being my biggest best friend. And I think that we all can do that for each other. And I think that's what life is about. It's not about me being special in any way, but it's about, well, how can I really empower these other women to believe in themselves and to show up for themselves, which will empower everybody else around them.
It is the biggest, what I see in society today, the biggest thing going forward is our sense of self-worth.
Mm.
And this is huge, and this is pervasive throughout society. It is why we are most unhealthy, most obese, most in debt, is because our self-worth is in the toilet, basically because we're comparing ourselves to everyone that we see.
Yeah, isn't that so true? Yeah. My brother lives in California. He lives in like one of the wealthiest areas in California. And he said he takes his kid to school, and it's not a Montessori school. It's can't think of the name, but it's sort of along that those lines. And he says, you know, he shows up in his Honda Accord, and he's like, and then here comes the mom in her brand new Porsche that's worth like, you know, Jimmy's like, it's worth not just $100,000, but it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's this super cool color of purple. And he's like, you know, most of these moms and dads that show up, they're living the risotto lifestyle. And my brother's like, you know, it was super hard for me because we do well, but we're just a regular old family. And he's like, I found myself comparing myself to these other people who are totally wealthy. He's like, here I have this great life. But as I'm taking my 5-year-old to school, I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a loser. I don't have the new Porsche. My car's white. It's not eggplant with sparkles. Like, you know?
Yep.
And I think that's so funny because if you put my brother in any other part of the world, he's just like everybody else. But it doesn't matter the circumstances. You could have an amazing life, but you still in moments go like, man, why is she driving that hot pink Mercedes?
And there's a couple things there that are really important.
Yeah.
And it's, there is always going to be somebody smarter, richer, more attractive, better clothes. There's always going to, and so you can't possibly win that game. The only thing you could look at is how you're living your life. And the other side part of that is we all don't have the same values. We don't place the same degree of concern on different things. So somebody may have their values in their health, and they're going to take amazing care of themselves. But if they don't also have or they're not a good steward of their wealth, then sure, you could still drive that flashy car, but you're also paying thousands of dollars for it. And you're financing it, and you're just getting by where somebody else is putting money away.
Yeah.
It makes it tough on us. It does.
Yeah. But values and morals, you know, I mean, you can do all sorts of amazing things, but if you don't have strong values and strong morals, you know, you struggle in life. And I think that's hugely, hugely important what you said. And it's something that we should all think about, that we should really think about. What are our values? What morals do we have? Like, what really is that driving engine that really moves us forward, you know, on a conscious and a subconscious level? Like, who do we really be? And I think that's really speaks volumes in no matter what situation you're put in.
Oh, I agree with you. I think there's a really... I'll put it in the show notes, but John D. Martini has a free tool on finding what your values are, and I think that's a great first step for people, especially moms, to figure this out for themselves. So I'll include that in the show notes. Michelle, I'm really cognizant of your time. I really appreciate you coming on the show today. Is there anything that you'd like to talk to our audience about before we leave?
just simply believe in yourself. You know, you were made to be absolutely amazing. And you're unique. You're absolutely unique. You have a set of talents that nobody else in this world has. And show up big time and do it. If not for yourself, for your family, for your kids, they're watching. And make sure you tune in live every single Saturday from 8:30 to 9 in the morning for the Renegade Mom on WAMD 970 AM and the KHZ TV network. And I'm just so grateful and thankful, Dr. Mike, that you honored me with being with you today. I mean, just to simply talk and spend some time and be together, it's a huge honor on my part, and I really thank you.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Michelle and I have been friends for, God, it's over 10 years. And
wow.
It's amazing, your transformation, and you are a warrior in bringing, because you could, just like most people, just stay in your comfy spot in the world, and you're putting it out there, and I really respect that and admire you doing that. And you, you know, it was D.D. Palmer that said, you never underestimate what you think, say, and do today will impact the lives of millions tomorrow, and you're living that.
Well, thank you. That means millions to me. I've said that quote so many times in so many different talks, but no one's ever said that to me. So it really, I'm really honored more than you may ever know. And I thank you for that, Dr. Mike.
Sweet. So folks, if you like what you heard, please go to Apple Podcast and leave a review for us, or a 5-star rating. It helps us to help others. I'll have everything that Michelle and I spoke about in the show notes, and tune into her show, The Renegade Mom. Jump on board now, because that train is leaving the station, and you can say it's always exciting when you discover something new. And having been on Michelle's shows before, they're great, and they go out to a great community. And again, Michelle, thanks for what you do.
Thank you. Love you, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Take care. Bye, guys.
Hello, BYWG Tribe. Here's a quick peek at our supplement, product, and book of the month for November 2019. At the end of the podcast, I will spend a few minutes going into further detail, so we encourage you to listen to the end so you can check it out. The supplement of the month for 2019 November is hot off the press, newly formulated, and newly released Beyond Your Wildest Genes Immune Boost, with the 10% discount code for the month of November being lowercase I, lowercase B, 10. Yes, it's case sensitive, IB10. The product of the month for November is Dr. Cowan's Garden, nutrient-dense, all-organic vegetable powders. 20% off first-time buyers using the code capital B, capital Y, capital W, capital G. The book of the month for November is Own Yourself, The Surprising Path Beyond Depression, Anxiety, and Fatigue to Reclaiming Your Authenticity, Vitality, and Freedom by one of our favorites, Dr. Kelly Brogan. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product, supplement, and book will be listed in the show notes and iTunes, posted on social media, in our weekly newsletter, and on our awesome website, www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com, at the Listen Now tab. Thanks for listening. It's Dr. Noah, and I'm back. I suspect you loved listening to this week's podcast release. So, the book of the month, as mentioned, for November 2019 is Own Yourself, by our favorite, and one of our favorites, Dr. Kelly Brogan. You can listen to Dr. Mike interview Dr. Brogan on September 30th in the podcast archives on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com. The supplement of the month for November 2019 is BYWG's Nutrition's Immune Boost. This supplement is the newest in a growing line of premium nutritional supplements formulated by your BYWG team. Are you feeling unwell? Is everyone around you sick? Do you need a boost? Then this supplement is for you. Immune Boost is a unique combination of vitamins, minerals, mushrooms, antioxidants, and herbs to give your immune system the boost it needs, especially during the cooler months. For the month of November, the 10% discount code is IB10. In the archives, you can listen to a comprehensive review of all our supplements, and in November, one podcast release will be dedicated solely to Immune Boost. The product of the month for November is Dr. Cowan's Garden, nutrient-dense, all-organic vegetable powders. These paddles are a clear and direct way to nutritional diversity. I've been using them and loving them since I interviewed Dr. Cowan for the podcast. You can listen to this in our podcast archives on December 18th, 2017. In fact, I'm interviewing Dr. Cowan again with a release date in November. If you're a first-time buyer and you love the product and you want to try it, the code is capital B, capital Y, capital W, capital G. You will receive 20% off your first purchase. Like I said, I love these powders, and I love the Myron jars they come in. Some of my favorite powders are leek, horseradish, and burdock, and they even have unique things like turmeric and ashitaba, so check it out. Remember, 20% off first-time buyers using the code capital B, capital Y, capital W, capital G. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening, and be awesome and never unawesome.